20 beers today. That's how many I had when I tried to plug the television into that dog.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. It's easy to give thanks when we remember the people who've helped us. A wealthy old rancher was once asked if he was a self-made millionaire. He replied, "Nope, I'm just a turtle on a fence post." When asked to explain, he said, "If you're ever walking down a country road and you spot a turtle on a fence post, you can be sure it didn't get there by itself." All of us are like that turtle. Lots of people have helped us get where we are. Parents, coaches, pastors, friends, all kinds of people have helped us, prayed for us, encouraged us, even sacrificed for us. The Apostle Paul never forgot the people who helped him, and he often thanked God for them. In Philippians 1:3, he wrote, "Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God." So what if this Thanksgiving, we take some time to thank God for the opportunities he's given us and for the people who helped us get where we are? It's easy to give thanks when we remember the people who helped us. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship, centeringlives.com.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Bailey Brothers Music Company and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Bailey Brothers Music, where you are the star. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Great gift ideas for Christmas begin at the Kelly Fitzpatrick Memorial Gallery's Artist Market and Gift Show this Saturday, November 17th, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. in historic downtown Wetumpka. Choose from original art in oil and acrylic, handmade items perfect for gift giving, jewelry and pottery items, beautiful art at affordable prices. Meet the local artists and enjoy a great time of shopping Saturday, November 17th, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Kelly Museum in downtown Wetumpka, 408 South Main Street.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We've got a pretty little place right down on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. You had never been here, easy to get to, right off of I-65 at North Boulevard exit. Take that first exit after that is it's Louisville Street. The bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. Follow that to the end of the road, you'll find us sitting on the river. We're cooking up fresh seafood. We got a steamer. We do steamed snow crab, oysters Rockefeller, crab claws. Oh, man, talk about some good eating. Those Royal Red shrimp and those shrimp from Argentina. I know you're getting hungry. We always got a pot of gumbo on the stove. That's right, and got a grill cooking up some good hamburgers, ribeye steaks, amberjack, snapper, grouper, all kind of fresh seafood. Let's talk about Sunday afternoon. Here we go. Biscuit Miller in the mix from Chicago. Biscuit's got a following around Montgomery from the years he's played here, and if you had never been here, check it out, capitaloysterbar.com. Come on down here, and when you get here, be sure you're hungry.
Musicians of Montgomery,
it's time for a Bailey Brothers generic in-your-face music store ad.
Did you know Bailey Brothers is the world's largest music store?
No, they're not.
Bailey Brothers carries everything ever invented in the music world.
Yet again, not true.
Did you know that Kiss, Green Day, and Celine Dion all shop at Bailey Brothers?
Yes, Bailey Brothers has had several famous musicians over the past 32 years, but no one you've mentioned has ever shopped there. Listen, for 32 years, Bailey Brothers has had one goal, to be the place where you are the star. There's been some ups, there's been some downs, but Bailey Brothers want you to know that you are still the star with the guaranteed lowest price and Montgomery's largest selection of USA-made guitars, drums, keyboards, pro audio, and more. Come start your holiday shopping today. And remember,
Bailey Brothers Music Company.
Hey, Bailey Brothers Music Company.
Where you are the star.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After such a dismal start earlier this week, things are looking so much better for the weekend. For tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cold as last night, but chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 36. I think the weekend forecast is really looking sensational. Abundant sunshine tomorrow with a high temperature in the middle 60s. I think we'll be in the upper 60s on Sunday with more sunshine. The overnight low temperature Saturday night, by the way, down to about 42. Monday and Tuesday, Thanksgiving week starts on a very nice note with plenty of sunshine. Mid-60s both Monday and Tuesday. And it looks like a nice day on Wednesday, the biggest travel day of the year as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Listens to radio, that go where you go medium called radio, that's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio, no matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall? Who listens to radio?
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally truckin' host, Greg Udo, my tunnel-like sidekick.
Hey.
He's here. So's Rosie.
Woo-hoo.
And maybe.
And here they are.
Maybe.
Oh, I look. Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, I do too. That would be nice.
You had to get my hopes up.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi.
But he always teases Alan, and I would love to hang out with Alan.
I know, I love Alan. Alan's a great guy.
But he never shows up.
Well, no, it's not that. He's
so busy.
I know. It's just, why even mention his name? You're just making me sad now. It's supposed to be a happy, happy hour on a Friday.
A happy hour.
Yeah. How do we do that? Anybody got a suggestion? 272-9228.
Yeah, let's do some feel-good stories.
Sure.
Well, Jim Acosta got his press bag. Press pass back. Is that a, does it make you feel good? Yeah. So we'll skip that one. Everything I'm reading just scares the air. But it's funny. I just posted a story on Facebook about Alexia Katorsis.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
That woman. We'll watch our mouth with Rosie here. She inspires manners.
I'm so glad.
Which sometimes my temper on certain issues makes it difficult. But, you know, with the Democrats and their identity politics, now she is claiming discrimination within the party because she's not on any big committee. She doesn't have a paycheck yet.
I wonder why.
They have created this little Frankenstein, and she doesn't apparently understand or care about pecking orders or seniority or any of that stuff.
Actions have consequences.
Well, I actually saw, and this is why she's, I think, been effective. She does Instagram stories where she's just, like, talking into her phone. And she had a story where she was looking at the Capitol building from afar when she had a little bit of free time.
Mm-hmm.
And said, I've gotten into some trouble this week, but the good kind of trouble. We don't have any time left to fix the world. And we can't act like we do. So let's fight. And that mentality, if we don't have any time left to fix the world.
Sounds like a children's story.
It's just the hubris of it. I mean, politicians do this a lot, but I get really tired of this idea of just vote for me and all the world's problems will be solved.
Yeah.
That is such a lie, even if you do fix some things.
That's what I'll be running on in 2020.
Yeah. This is such a lie. That's your slogan.
I will fix the world.
All you guys got to do is start a GoFundMe page to raise enough money where I can take a sabbatical because they won't let me do this and that. So we'll set that up soon. Joel's our first caller on this Friday, Joel.
I just was wanting to brag on one of your sponsors. I've been listening to y'all talk about Alethios, and I took my wife there Wednesday, and we go to several Mexican restaurants, and she said that's the best she's ever had. So I want to encourage other folks to go there because it is good and good service too.
They're just terrific. They're all so nice, and the food is authentically Mexican, and the service is attentive. And we have been talking about doing a big, kind of like we do at Baumhauer's, a Saturday night thing at El Jalisco sometime. Because it's also a cheap date, no matter what day of the week you go.
Yeah, I like that, too.
I totally agree, Joel. In fact, I had a late lunch there this afternoon, and the beautiful Melanie was my waitress. And I just wanted a bowl of chili with all this cold weather. And it was so good. So good.
Yeah, it's very filling. And it also works for taking home, too.
Yes.
They package their food so that you don't have to put it in the microwave when you get it home, as long as you live within 15-20 minutes.
We had that take some home. We couldn't eat it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get so much.
See, now this is a nice topic to talk about. One of our great sponsors
yes.
and authentic Mexican food. Bingo. Would you like to be in our Baumhauer's Big Shot drawing, ironically?
Sure. 11-1.
11-1. Thank you, and have a great weekend. By the way, our drawing for the $250 catered, and by that we mean they're going to give you $250 worth of catering credit. You will have to pick it up, at which, well, assuming you use it for the SEC championship game that week. That drawing will take place the Wednesday before the SEC championship game.
Hmm.
And, of course, anybody that calls, whether you win the weekly prize or not, is eligible for that. So if you've called the show since the beginning of the football season, you are entered. Here's Woo-hoo. Chris.
How y'all doing this afternoon, Greg, Joey?
Chris, it's nice to get a phone call before 4 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah, otherwise I wouldn't call in, but I just got off work, and normally I wouldn't have called in something on this, but it just happened, you know, stupid people that don't know how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting onto the bypass, you know, going home, you know, towards 65 North, and I was in the turn lane there, you know, in the left turn lane up under the bridge. And, of course, a lot of the people coming on the other direction, the oncoming traffic on the left of me there, a lot of the times they'll pull through the red light. And even if it's still green, they'll block traffic, and they hope that the traffic will move on so they can pull out of the way. Nope, they had the intersection completely blocked when we got the turn arrow. There was one spot in front of where they had to stop at the red light. And, I mean, like, really, people? Don't block the intersection.
I want you to know that anybody that needs to vent on a traffic, I mean, some of the stupidity that goes on the roads, you're always welcome to call this station and vent, like Chris just did.
If any of your cops are listening to the show, start watching an intersection and give people tickets.
No, they're too busy. They're too busy sitting on Atlanta Highway just east of Publix so they can catch speeders going 55 and a 45.
And that would be?
I see them there every day. I got, well, now, in all fairness to me, which is really what matters, in all fairness to me, that happened my first day or second day I was living in, after we moved to Arrowhead, and it's easy to break this, and they know that, so that's why they enforce there, because it's like shooting ducks in a barrel. I know I got that old thing wrong, but that's kind of what I meant. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Close enough of an analogy for us, huh?
Thanks, man. By the way, it's request day. Anybody got a request?
I got one. How about the weasel stomping?
Sure. We'll get that out.
I hope y'all have a good Friday afternoon and have a good weekend, everybody listening.
All right. Appreciate it, Chris. Speaking of Chris, I pulled up divorcefromalabama.com. That is the website for Duncan Tomlinson.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to check out the testimonials, and the first one is from a guy named Chris. And what he said was Duncan Tomlinson's commitment to their clients is second to none. No surprise there. They're so much fun to have in the studio, and they're so intelligent and so down to earth, but they're tough. You know, We get to converse with them during breaks, and they can let their hair down a little bit, and they don't ever violate anybody's privilege, of course, but when they've got a position or are in a, you know, defend, they are tenacious. You don't want to cross them. And that's what you want working on your behalf, because you know what? As sad as divorce is, it represents significant life changes moving forward in your routine, and so many little things you can't anticipate ahead of time. So let them take care of the heavy lifting so you can focus on you. Chris goes on to say their care and concern for the needs of clients motivates them to work extremely hard on a daily basis. So do yourself a favor. If you have any domestic relation issues, you need a lawyer, call Duncan Tomlinson Law. I can promise you, you won't be sorry you did. And their number is 819-4800. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law, making men matter in matters of divorce.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is All Request Friday. Greg, Joey, and Rosie here this afternoon. We'll touch on a couple of news stories. Have they managed to pull their head out of their
rectum
in Florida yet? Do we?
No, it's going to be recounted by hand.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday. Probably before we know the results. They've got till Tuesday.
A great joke. Low-hanging fruit joke there. And I'm going to let it slide because I don't want to...
By hand.
Yeah, instead of electronically or by computer, it'll be a hand job kind of count, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. I still think we're going to prevail there. But what's going on next door in Georgia with Abrams? She's got 33 lawyers. What are they going to do there? Republicans, wake up. Wake up. This is how they're going to operate. They won't even accept defeat when they're beaten at the ballot box. Now we got to deal with lawyers and court cases, and you get some of this crap in front of Obama-appointed judge who just makes up the law as it goes. We'll be in serious trouble. Reading a story that Texas could be blue by 2020. I don't want to live in a blue world. I want to live in a nice red state of mind. 320.
He raised me, two dogs, and most of the neighborhood. Dad's my hero. So when it was my turn to care for him, I was thankful Kindred was there to help.
If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through care options and locations that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medication management, and more, all in the comfort of home. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on. Spread that mayonnaise on the lawn. Don't you know it's Weasel Stomping Day? All the little girls and boys love that wonderful crunching noise.
You'll know what this day's about
when you stomp a weasel's guts right out. So come along and have a laugh. Snap their weaselly spines in half. Grab your boots and stomp.
You're welcome, kids. That just reminded me, playing Janelle's laugh in the she just designed an exhibit at the zoo that is really, really cool. And how do I get this to go from my phone? Save. Okay, then I have to go to Facebook Messenger. Do I sound like I'm 150 years old here? I got to Facebook Messenger, and I got to send myself a message.
Before you keep talking, can you give me a Werther's? I know you have some on you now.
How would you like a nice butterscotch enema there, Junior?
Are they good?
I don't know. I've never heard of one, actually. I just thought I'd take your snark and reply in kind. Just kidding. That's funny.
Well, I thought I would take your return snark and act oblivious.
Okay, so now I hit this button, and this sends it to me. And then when I pull up Facebook on the computer, it should be there, and then I can share it, right?
Yes. Yes.
Sonny. There's got to be an easier way, but I have the, I've been busy buying Mrs. Britterbuttle and Goose new iPhones, and I keep mine. It's paid for. May as well use it till it chokes, but it doesn't have some of the features like Rich has that where you can make like a caricature of yourself.
Yes, yes.
I'd love to do that, but it's not on this phone.
I've done it a few times. It's more of a gimmick. I don't use it that often. I think I made myself a talking dragon once, and then they've got the little poo emoji. Some people confuse for, chocolate frozen yogurt. But you can have a face on it. You can talk. I don't use it that often. The new thing is the 3D photographs.
Yeah,
and Jay just tested it out on a Cooper.
Oh, really?
Earlier today, yeah.
Oh, and speaking of Cooper, now I got to send myself another message because I took a picture of Cooper sitting in Rick's chair.
Oh.
You got to see this.
Oh, he's the other boss Cooper is, the brown bullet, as you call him, Greg.
Is that a lemur with Janelle? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Cute.
It might be a sloth.
A sloth?
Yeah.
A sloth?
Sloth.
Well, you say sloth, I say sloth.
It's not like tomato.
Potato, potato.
No, but nobody says potato. Nobody says tomato. Nobody says sloth.
I bet somebody does.
Well, they're wrong.
Nobody that we know, but somebody does.
Anyway, I want to show you, and Rosie, since you've got that monitor in front of you here, this is the video that she designed for the zoo for photo opportunities with reindeer and stuff. Now, why isn't it playing, piece of crap? Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
This is so disappointing. Come on, man.
It will. Just hang in there. Patience, my millennial friend.
I see that.
We had a request.
Is that nice?
Alden.
The rain?
Yes.
So that's what I'm attempting to put on Facebook. Reindeer feed bags and everything. I'm so proud.
Did she set that up?
Yes.
Wow.
So, what was that?
A request.
For what?
Dr. Sigmund Azebo, the one where the guy goes after her son, is the way it was referred to. I think the...
Huh?
One of the original ones we played.
The Birmingham High School.
Oh, brain examination.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's always fun. All right, so, and whatever else, 27292, we try to keep it light on Friday, but if there's news, you'll hear it. It's just, we try on Friday to take just at least a little escape from this daily dose of crap called the news. If you catch my drift, Pilgrim.
Indeed.
Our number is 272-9228. By calling that number, you also qualify for our Baumhauer's Big Shot drawing. The next one will be Wednesday. And then if you don't win that, you'll still be eligible to win our $250 grand prize, which we'll draw for the Wednesday before the SEC championship game, which we're 99% sure Alabama's going to be playing in.
Probably.
Well, you know, it worked out well last year when Auburn beat Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama got a week to rest. Auburn got beat up by Georgia, and Alabama was rested for the game. So there's always that.
I'm a little, you know, I'm a little hurt.
Hurt?
When it comes to Auburn. A little hurt.
How? Yeah. How do you hurt, Joe?
And you can say that I'm a fair weather fan or I'm whatever.
No, no.
I'm just tired of the way they continue to lose. It's pathetic.
By the way,
we know they're better than that.
Exactly.
We do have a Duncan and Son predict-a-thon going for the works. We had our first winner last week, and it's the Citadel-Alabama game, and I just got a message.
Go Citadel.
Robert Feely. Ditka, 452, Alabama, 0. Yeah, that's funny. It is. Do you remember an old SNL bit when... Chris Farley, God, it goes way back, further than I realized. The Chicago guys sitting around, and it always came around to, I remember one of them, they're half in the bag. And the Indianapolis, and that's how they'd say it in Chicago, no D. Indianapolis, 500, and the Bears are in it. With Bears. A bus.
The Bears?
The Bears.
The Bears are in it with a bus. And the question, who's driving the bus? Ditka. The Bears. The Bears. The Bears. They'll win the 500 with the Bears.
Now, if Ditka. It was Ditka versus a Hurricane, who would win? Oh, Ditka.
Ditka.
Ditka, Ditka. Without what if it's Hurricane Ditka?
Ooh.
Oh, boy, probably that's... Ditka. And then there's one where Chris Farley is, they're all... showing like little thought bubbles, what they're thinking of, and it's like the Bears, the Bulls, and over Chris Farley, it's Polish sausage.
The funniest thing I think they ever did in that skit, because they were always big fat guys picking out. Farley starts to choke, and he's pounded on his chest, and it's real funny because. You can almost see him reaching into his shirt, and he hacks up an entire raw pork chop. Oh, no. That was so funny because...
Oh, I'm having another heart attack.
All right, so a friend of mine said, you know, I appreciate the little rivalry comments and stuff that come up on these Duncan and some predict-a-thon threads. Let's try and stay away from things like Crimson Turds and things like that. That's not sportsmanship.
That's rude.
But somebody just sent me a note saying, did you see the name I came up with for the team they're playing this weekend? Citadel. Now, what fun could you make with the name Citadel, I'm wondering?
I don't know if we should probe this.
No. I don't know if we want to launch that probe either. So I'm going through it. I don't see it. I hate to say it, but I'm just going to say I couldn't find it.
Easy, though.
All right. I'm not going to sit here and beg for requests. 272-9228. Call. Play whatever you want. We'll check the news, see if there's anything that will make us happy, and we'll pass that along. And do it for Rosie, if you can't do it for me. Okay? Let's take a look down to the traffic dungeon with Mr.
Waka Waka.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. If you've been on 85 and in the vicinity of Ann Street all the way down the interchange, you know it's been quite a mess down there. That is starting to clear up. There was an accident down right around Jackson Hospital and some other activity down around the interchange, but that's all cleared up. Things are beginning to move through there now. 85 southbound starting to clear. 65 looks good. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are looking pretty good, too. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started arriving. You can shop from home. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood. Taking the train to Birmingham or Mobile may be getting a little closer to reality. Last night, the Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs held an open house to get input on its study. They're in the second phase of the feasibility study that would link Montgomery to Mobile. The preliminary results of the study will be revealed in the spring, and then the final results will be revealed in October next year. Starting today, the Salvation Army's famous Red Kettles will appear outside more than 40 businesses and organizations in the Montgomery area. The money collected in the kettles helps fund the Salvation Army's year-round programs, including its kitchen and shelters. Last year, the Salvation Army served more than 4,000 people. This year's goal is to raise $350,000 locally by Christmas. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Remember, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
All right, let's go to the Tomb of the Unknown caller here on line one. Hey, you wanted to say something? You're on the air. All right, thanks for calling.
It sounds like a butt
dial. No, I talked to the guy. He said, I want to say something on the air. So I said, hang on, we'll be right with you. I interrupt the break. And we have a guest joining us. So whatever it is you wanted to say, can you call us back like around 3:50?
And don't let it frustrate you, Greg. We're supposed to be happy this afternoon.
I know. I'm trying to accommodate people. I do, and then there's nobody
there. Well, that's really pleasant of you. You're a good guy.
Maybe this
and a
is,
great talk host.
Is this you?
Yes, I called back. I'm sorry.
No problem. What did you want to say?
Well, I wanted to talk about something that's been bothering me for a while now. And, in the mornings, I listen to a different radio station. No offense, I'm sorry. But they talked about a lot that there's this new trend where on airplanes you can have a comfort pet and stuff like that, right? Have you heard of this before?
A comfort pet?
Yes, like a comfort animal or something because you're scared of flying or you may
those,
have...
Those are called the...
Service animals?
Service dogs.
They're supposed to be service animals, right?
Yeah, but now they're putting service
people are trying to bring...
Hold it. You know what? Go listen to the other morning show. I'm done with you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After such a dismal start earlier this week, things are looking so much better for the weekend. For tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cold as last night, but chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 36. I think the weekend forecast is really looking sensational. Abundant sunshine tomorrow with a high temperature in the middle 60s. I think we'll be in the upper 60s on Sunday with more sunshine. The overnight low temperature Saturday night, by the way, down to about 42. Monday and Tuesday, Thanksgiving week starts on a very nice note with plenty of sunshine. Mid-60s both Monday and Tuesday, and it looks like a nice day on Wednesday, the biggest travel day of the year as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
It's Lyle here from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. I'm proud to say my family started at Harry Winston's, a prestigious store on Fifth Avenue in New York. But we've come full circle now and moved back to Montgomery, Alabama, where we proudly service our community with the jewelry designs and expertise that we've gathered over all the years. At Marguerite's, we only sell the finest quality of diamonds, and we do it at the lowest price. So come visit us at Marguerite's. We're conveniently open 7 days a week. We're in the Peppertree Shopping Center, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Home Depot has savings on impressing the neighbors with 25% off licensed inflatables and yard decor. The holidays are blowing up big time at the Home Depot with the largest assortment of holiday characters and decor around at prices that are the exact opposite of inflated. 25% off licensed inflatables. This is how we take festive outside. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through November 21st. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
7 days of Black Friday are coming. The biggest sale of the year with the best deals of the year starts Monday. Plus, with just $7, you can start leasing to own the furniture, electronics, and appliances you've always wanted. With no credit needed and free delivery and setup, Black Friday just got 7 times better. Don't miss Aaron's 7 days of Black Friday, in-store and online starting Monday. Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
There's Black Friday, and then there's Pro Black Friday at the Home Depot. Special savings for pros on pro-grade brands to get the job done right. This Pro Black Friday, get a Makita 18-volt brushless 6-piece combo kit. It's a special buy, just $499. You get a set of tools with longer runtime, increased power and speed, and longer tool life. Only during Pro Black Friday, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through December 31st, U.S. only, while supplies last.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Friday, November 23rd is Black Friday, but companies don't want to wait until Black Friday to start Black Friday sales. So get ready for the early bird, precursor, beforehand, first arrival, not quite Black Friday, Black Friday sale. It's like Black Friday, only without the stampeding, the shoving, the pushing, and the stabbing. Save huge on everything you don't really need, but get caught up in the frenzy of old-fashioned greedy capitalism. The early bird, precursor, beforehand, first arrival, not quite Black Friday, Black Friday sale. Going on now. Quick, buy stuff.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
Before we, and I consider Lee Daniels to be a friend, so I can say this, but I want to recap what I just did before this last break started. You were out of the room, so I grabbed a call from a caller, had two requests that said, I want to say something on the air. Fine. I interrupted the break. So he wouldn't have to wait 5 minutes. He's not there. He calls back. We take his call. He starts out by telling me, I listened to a different morning show, and they were talking about service animals. And because it didn't occur to me, because then I couldn't get a word in edgewise. So when I went downstairs just now and realized what I had done, thanks for insulting me. Thanks for bringing up a topic that was on another radio station. And I let this happen. So I'm in a deep self-flagellatory mood at the moment. I'm very disappointed in myself.
How did you ever get so stupid?
I needed that.
What? A dumbass.
I am. I am that dumbass.
Should I get the whip?
Only if Rosie is the administrator, because... Okay. She'll be nice.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you.
You know?
Incorrigible.
that would be... That very well. I guess I'm that today, too.
She's hot.
She is. She's Rosie. That was William Shatner, by the way.
Okay.
How you doing?
Well, doing well.
You, and I think this is a great idea, I love to find places that have really different kinds of gifts that you can give. And Quality Comics is doing Black Friday, so let's talk about it.
Yes, we are. We, of course, have back issues from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, all the different
real
ages.
Collector stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Our in-store stock of back issues will be half off everything out in our back issue bins. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a rarity. We did that recently for our Rick and Morty event, so we'll be doing that again as a big hit.
This is a week from today, right?
Right. Okay. Right. We just, you know, kind of want to say thank you to everybody that's helped with our new location and everything. And, you know, it's not very often you go into these shops and they want to give you a deal on the back issues, just because that's, you know, where a lot of the money is. But so we've got half off the back issues. We're doing a lot of discounts on the sports cards from the season. You know, the season's wrapped up on baseball and football's in full swing. So.
Oh, maybe you could get one of them Mookie Betts cards, Charlie.
Oh, yeah, it's valuable.
You could probably do that. We probably got a few of them. I think we got some autographs
in
there, too.
You have the bubble gum from back then, too?
Yes, I do. Actually.
Baseball bubble gum.
I have some boxes from the 80s and 90s for $5 for Black Friday. Wow.
I had buddies in Florida when baseball cards were considered an investment. I had a buddy that filled up a room in his house with boxes of Tops and what are some of the other...
Fleer, Donruss, all those.
Yes.
Wow.
Complete sets for years and years and years. He must have had, I don't know, over 1,000 full... sets that he was just going to save. He says, those are going to put my daughter through college. My mother threw my baseball cards away like most of the guys in my generation. Otherwise, the ones that remain wouldn't be worth as much, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You're playing the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we've got 10% off all the toys. I mean, just discounts throughout the store. And we're going to post all that on our Facebook, Quality Comics with an X. So be looking for that. I think that we're posting that on Monday. So.
If you get a chance, give us a holler around this time Tuesday so we can do another reminder on that, because we will not be here on Thursday and Friday, and I will not be here Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
You know about that, right? You know what they're doing?
I've heard they're doing something to your mouth.
It's a triple crown.
Holy smokes.
Whoa. They're doing another extraction and doing a triple crown. All at once, all in one big swell foop.
Like secretariat?
Well, I'm going to be talking like this for a couple of days after the procedure. So I will not be here to do the show.
I went through that a couple of weeks ago. I had two in a week's time. And I've got to go back for a bridge and all that, so I'm really excited about that.
Well, you know, here's that's the bad news, but the good news is I found this incredible new dentist, Dr. Kane, who is, he's just got that thing, you know, you trust him, you know, he's doing it, and his assistant, Morgan.
Doesn't beat you up?
No, and very understanding. So I'm actually, I don't want to have to go through it, but I'm not as neurotic about it as I might normally be. But I mean I'm telling you that so you understand, because young Joey will be here a week from today,
right,
talking about stuff that my audience has no interest in, like
right,
wrestling and
right,
the bears.
No, when you're gone, Greg, I try to just drive it into the ground.
I heard that coming in. I love those SNL skits. Apples. So good.
What are you, find one of those,
if one of those bits.
Let's see what, having been to your store, although it's been a couple of months, some of the other things that you offer in there, it's really a fun place to visit.
It is. We've got statues. We've got Pez dispensers, glasses, glassware, I mean, like drinkware. I mean, it's just so much. We've got Legos and Creos and Mega Blocks. And
it's about the closest thing to a toy store for kids and adult children.
Yes.
Who are still deeply in touch with their childhood.
Discerning children.
Yes.
Pez dispensers. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
When was the last time you had a good Pez?
There's a blast from the past.
Yeah. We wondered how the Pez would be from 1970. We had a Pez dispenser in the 70s. We're like, who wants to try that? Nobody stepped up.
You know what? If you were to open up one of those 80s packages of baseball cards with the gum, I think, would taste the same. I think next to honey, which is the only food that never spoils,
right,
baseball card gum is the second.
It's also the only food you can survive off of. You don't need water or anything else, just honey.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yes. Bama has a question for you, Lee.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I've got some Vietnam comic books made in the 68, 69.
Okay.
Are they're black and white? Are they worth anything?
Very possible. Are they 12-cent covers?
I haven't got them with me right now. They're at the house. It'd be crazy about it. Somebody throw them away in mint condition.
Wow. Yeah, if they're really in mint condition, I'd love to evaluate them on my time. Just come in and give us a call, and we'll schedule something. But they have potential. That era, there's some obscure ones.
Now, in the world of collectibles, is that is something people can do if they think they have something that has value, they can
absolutely
come in?
If, even if you don't want to sell it, if you want to come by and just kind of get an idea, you know, we welcome the community into our store. You know, we want it to be a place where people visit. So, you know, bring
it. Well, also, I've got...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No. I've got some G.I. Joe comic books, too. They're in the plaque. Like I said, somebody threw these away.
Right.
I mean, and
the key there with...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You're fine. The comic books is all condition. You have a scale that goes basically from 0.5 all the way up to 10. 9.9 and 10.0 are extremely rare. We call them, it's a joke, it's a purple unicorn. You never see them.
Yeah.
But 9.8 and down, the higher you get in grade, the harder it is to find the thing that's older, which drives the value. But it's not uncommon to find books in that era that are in the 7.5 to 9.92 range that have some extra value. Once you get below 7.5, you're dealing with a lot more common commodity. Therefore, the value drops. You know, in relation to that.
But, yeah, some of the G.I. Joes. Okay, some of the G.I. Joes are in the plastic still.
Okay.
So, like I said, somebody threw these away, and I could not believe it.
Yeah, just call up there and ask for Jason.
One man's trash is another man's treasure, isn't that?
That's
how it
right.
Goes?
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
We'll look at anything we're always buying. So, you know, the folks out there, if they're interested in selling their collections, you know, we can give you an honest figure. You don't have to deal with a circus. So.
Okay. Thank you, sir. You have
welcome.
A good night.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Anything else you would like to cover while you're here? Again, this is Quality Comics on the Boulevard. Give the location, you're right.
It's 500 Eastern Boulevard. It's Suite 101, but we're in the two large buildings next to Brubaker, across from the Alcazar Shriners. We've got the bottom floor of the building on the left. So,
and it really is, it's a fun place to visit. It's escapist.
Great place.
You know, if you could put a barber chair in there and find yourself a Floyd, it would be Mayberry incarnate. There it really is. Because it is a great ongoing blast from the past and nice place to take the kids, too.
Well, it's a great way to meet folks. Y'all had it. It was blown and going when you had the Rick and Morty mobile out there, the Morty mobile out there.
Yeah, yeah. At one point, we had around 325 people outside and about 30 in the store, and it was real festive. It was really good. Montgomery really responded for us. We appreciated that.
Let's grab this call real quick before we go to break. Hello?
Hey. I was going to ask the guy a question if he's still there.
Yes, yeah. He is. Please do.
I had the original Kiss comic that they first came out with. They put the blood in. It was big to do, is that I no longer have it. Do you run across things like that, or I'm just now hearing of your shop, so I'll stop by and visit.
Actually, today we were going through a collection that we bought several years ago, and I pulled a run of, now Gene Simmons had a hand directly in designing these two runs, but one is, it's just Kiss. There's Kiss Psycho Circus. I pulled both of those out of a collection today. So
I'll come see you then.
Yeah, just call in and give us your name. Tell us we talked to you on the radio, and I'll go ahead and put them behind the counter for you, and we'll figure out what's going on.
Okay, good deal. If I'm going to listen, if you get your address one more time, I appreciate it.
All right, what was your name?
It's Kip.
All right,
AIP Kip. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. I'm glad people are calling with questions.
Awesome.
I'm going to talk about Jack Ingram. If you have a question for Lee, can you stay another minute or two?
I sure can.
Okay. 272-9228. If you're interested, maybe you have something that might be in the wheelhouse of quality comics and the collectibles. You know, I've got something at my place that I want to... I've had them for, over 50 years.
Wow.
WLS hit parades from the 60s. And I think they might have some value.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it says at the bottom, not for resale, but that was like, I think...
I won't tell anyone.
Yeah. I was thinking about maybe moving some of those and giving the money to Emily and fiancé for their wedding.
That's a fantastic idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to do something nice with that.
Well, that's a service we offer, actually. If you have something of value, but you're not comfortable just selling it outright,
mm-hmm.
we'll put an honest evaluation on it. We've got a website that we sell a lot of vintage things through. It's qualitycomics.com, comics mm-hmm. with an X, of course. But we have a consigner's login, and we'll give you a value on the books. We'll put the books up for sale. Of course, we talk about the fees and whatnot associated with that, but it's a way for you to sell your collectibles and still have a hand in what's going on and not necessarily surrender the profit that you might otherwise.
Gotcha.
So we'd be glad to evaluate those and set you up.
As they say, cool beans. Hang on a sec while we... We're going to go check on Maury, the Mercedes.
I was about to say, is Maury still there?
Yeah, we have kind of, all the cars that have Jack Ingram's name on the back, the signature used, they're all excellent. But there's one here, somebody who's always wanted to drive a Mercedes. It's 2007 E-Class sedan, E350. It's under 6,000, and it's incredible condition. Inside, the body is gleaming. If you put a sticker in the window, I wouldn't know if it was brand new or 11 years old. It's that timeless. So if you've always dreamt of Mercedes, there's your chance. But, man, they've got all kinds of options for you. You've got a new driver in the family. There's plenty of choices with sedans by Nissan and SUVs. And, by the way, I'd just like to say this anytime I talk about Jack Ingram. I don't just tell you that Tip Tames and that group are fantastic and that we love them. We have bought 3 cars there, and I would never ask you to spend your money at a place I'm not willing to spend my own. So if you're in the market for something pre-owned that you can depend on, most importantly, the Ingram mechanics say these cars are good to go. You can have that faith. Jack Ingram, signature used cars, 235 Northeastern Boulevard, and you can browse online dozens of photos on their incredible inventory, almost 200 choices on any given day at Jack Ingram. As Emily says, a dad come.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Good news on 85. That's all cleared up from that accident earlier. 65 is the speed limit right. 85 is to some really tough traffic on East Boulevard, southbound lanes especially, around the interchange with 85. And then as you go on up just north of Atlanta Highway, up around Wears Ferry Road, all the way up to Lagoon Park, there's some pretty heavy traffic on the Eastern Boulevard in both directions. A lot of the surface streets are taking it in the shorts this afternoon. I see a bunch of traffic right off of Atlanta Highway on Dalrata and then also on Coliseum, so be careful there. And of course, there's always a pretty good crowd in the downtown area. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State is going on now. Classes begin January 9th, Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Lee, we're just going to have you back more often. You get people calling, and we get to talk about things that don't stress me out.
Yes.
Fun stuff.
T-Spear.
Well, I'm definitely not going to stress you out because I've got two things. Number one, people really need to go to Baumhauer's. I got to go by there the other night here in Auburn and pick up some wings. They are absolutely the best wings I've ever had.
Have you had the Screaming Eagle wings?
Those are the ones I've been getting, and oh my God, they are phenomenal.
They really
absolutely
are.
Phenomenal. And then I'm going to go to the other side of the state and ask Lee, does he verify or ever get in sports memorabilia?
Yes, ma'am. We do all the time. We just took in a large collection of Alabama autographs. And we use services, it's like PSA, which is a professional sports grading association, and it's an industry standard, so we use those to verify signatures. For instance, we had a series of signatures from the 27 Yankees, the process of actually verifying that it was fake, we helped stop someone who was doing things that he shouldn't be doing. So, yeah, we definitely check the merchandise out before we put our name on it.
Then let me ask this. I have a Bear Bryant autograph. I really do. And I'm an Auburn person. But I have a Bear Bryant autograph. If I could send that to you, could you verify it and give me a price idea as to what I could expect to get for that autograph?
We sure could.
Okay. Greg, would you mind putting their address on your Facebook page so that various people can send things to them?
Yeah, I will do that. I will share your Facebook page to mine or do something. We'll figure it out.
Wonderful.
Okay, T-Spear.
Excellent. Thank you so much, War Eagle.
Yeah. Roll Tide. Got it. That's right. All right, we are at 4. Lee Daniel, Quality Comics. We'll work on that during this break to get your information so listeners can find you on Facebook and get involved. It's a great little business. And again, what are your hours on weekdays and weekends?
We are 10 to 7 Monday through Friday. Then we're 10, or excuse me, Friday we're 10 to 9. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday we're 10 to 9. And we stay open a little late on those days for our Magic players. We host Magic the Gathering card games on those evenings.
Oh, that's cool.
So we've got some get-togethers. We do that Saturday afternoon as well. But 10 to 7 Monday through Thursday, and then Sundays 12 to 5.
Awesome, man. Great to have you in. Come
back
soon.
Thank you, guys.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With Amazon Music, a voice.